This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's access media station, Plains FM, and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Tell you, that is a summer song. If you played that, I reckon, in the middle of a rainstorm in winter, it would clear the sky and blue and the sun would come out.
I think it would make the spa list.
Oh, I think it would make the spa list for sure. Stu spa list.
Okay, what?
It's just music I listen to when I'm in the spa.
That is the mark of quality if it goes to the spa list.
It's an eclectic experience.
I'm keen to hear the spa list. Yeah.
Possibly, you know.
In the future, you can tune in to us. We'll do the spa list show.
Yeah.
Will you have the sound of like a spa in the background?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah. Dedicated to Laura May.
Usually, when we mention the spa list, people go, oh, that's cool. And that's it.
People don't openly say they want to listen to it. Like. Yeah. Watched you. I was looking across at you and you had a wicked big smile on your face and then I had a wicked big smile on my face because that is a great song, right? How good is that?
Does it make you want to drink? Like,
well, yeah, and I can see people rocking along to that and singing that chorus.
Yeah.
I kind of imagine it kind of like Wagon Wheel where they're just like, red.
We didn't warn you, we've got a ban on Wagon Wheel.
And so the show will no longer be going to air. Thank you very much for coming.
Yeah. And you know what I'm going to say, Cop?
I do, but you say anyway.
It's going to make the spa list.
Anyway, on with the show.
On with the show.
Expanding Horizons.
Good afternoon and welcome to Expanding Horizons on Plains FM 96.9. It's another Saturday afternoon here in the city of Christchurch, the hustling, bustling, thriving metropolis that it is, and in amongst, in the heart of it, in the coolness and in the quietness, is Stu and me.
Yeah, good afternoon, everyone. It's great to be here.
It's great.
It is. How are you, Cole?
Excellent. That was good listening to Laura May talking about and all the talk about the spa list.
Yeah, she was very enthusiastic about it.
Middle of the week would have been a good time to be in the spa when it was all that super hot.
I was half thinking too, you know, she wanted to listen to the spa list. Maybe she wanted to get in the spa.
Ah, yeah, might have been. Might have been. I don't know.
Missed opportunity.
Yeah, that's right. So how you been anyway?
Yeah, good.
Having a cracking week.
Yep, enjoyed the heat, but then enjoyed the rain.
It was great, wasn't it? We needed that to break and dampen down the dust and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. And
it's pretty tropical.
Yeah. So, what's been last week? I can't even remember what it was last week.
Well, last week we did a clip show.
Clip show. Oh, that was good. It was like a clip show. You know when those TV shows that you like do a clip show and you go, that is so cheap.
So that was a good time. A lot of highlights from some of the artists that we've had in studio. Not all of them. I mean, we couldn't get through all of them.
No. It was a busy year last year for artists in studio after the lockdown, wasn't it?
Yeah.
People got out with their guitars and...
That's right. So we'll do... We've got enough material to do another one of those at some stage.
So be prepared.
So I'll put that together.
Be warned.
Yeah. When we don't feel like coming in one weekend.
Yeah, that's right. And...
So plainsfm.org.nz if you want to listen to that show. And you can also check us out on Facebook as well. And there might be links to that show and our other shows. But yeah, check out the clip show. It was good. And we were spinning the wheel. Yeah, that's right. Just like that. Spinning it.
The chocolate wheel.
Yeah, we didn't know where it was going to land in terms of what music we played.
Yeah, well, that was good.
And if you believe that.
You'll be willing to believe anything.
That's right. So what are we going to do today? Anyway?
Oh, we're going to... I've been hard out watching movies and TV shows and all that kind of stuff, and I bet you have as well.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that.
Yeah.
See what's been going on.
That's right. So we're going to revisit some music that we've probably played before.
Yeah.
And but which is fine. And then we'll revisit some things, some current events that have happened in our lives and other parts of the world.
A lot of football going on and all.
Yeah, well, we'll have a bit of a chat about stuff.
It's that stuff. But first of all... Frida Payne, right?
Right.
Who is still kicking on, and I'm sure she's about 79 or 80. And if you get onto YouTube and She's amazing. She's amazing, right? But anyway, the first track is her hit from 1970. It's a soul classic.
Right.
Band of Gold. Nice. And so, yeah, this is Frida Payne, and you're on Expanding Horizons on Plains FM.
Watch. We're not after your love on Expanding Horizons, but we'll take a like. Check us out on Facebook.
That's right. You can check us out on Facebook as Stu organises all the social media and everything that will be going on there.
Yeah, so much organisation there.
So much organisation.
Once a week.
Patch up. It's a patch up thing. Yeah. That was Young, Gifted and Black by Bob and Marcia, and that is a classic Trojan reggae ska from the 60s. And before that, we had Band of Gold, Frida Payne.
Both cool.
Both cool. Super cool.
And you said that Young, Gifted and Black, there's a Nina Simone version.
Yeah, she does a version of that as well, yeah.
I like a bit of Nina Simone.
Yeah, she's awesome, right? Mm. Or was awesome. And quite a few people have done a version of that song. Right. But yeah, Nina Simone does an amazing version. So.
And we played Cinnamon on here.
Yeah, that's great as well. Hey.
Fantastic.
So,
especially that 10, 11 minute version that we played. Talking about filling in time.
Sneaking out for a cup of tea and doing your nails at the same time. Yeah. Hey, movies, books, you've been getting into it, right?
Yeah, I can't remember a lot of what I've watched over the last 7-8 weeks or so, but mostly I caught up with a series called The Expanse, which has been around since about 2016, but completely passed me by because they're in the fifth series now. They're just about to end the fifth season of it. And then, you know, they're producing a sixth and final season, although it might not. It's based on a series of books by two guys, although they go under an alias or a pen name, which has just gone out of my head. James J.A. Corey, I think. I could be wrong. Could be wrong. But anyway.
Don't look it up. Yeah, don't try and find it in a bookshop.
Well, it won't be there.
It won't be there.
It wasn't in Scorpio.
No, anyway. That's right. They'd sold it out.
Yeah, thanks for reminding me, Colin.
Yeah.
Anyway, the basic premise, 200 years in the future, the solar system's been colonized by Earth. There's the Earth. There's something like 25 billion people or something living on Earth. And Earth is run under a single government called the UN. Mars has also been colonized. Earth has the population. Mars has the better technology. And so they're kind of at war all the time because they've got their independence from Earth, basically because a citizen of Mars, and they do go by Martian, he developed this drive for spacecraft called the Epsom Drive. And it just boosts the higher speed, blah, 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 blah. So that's settled. And also at the asteroid belt, where all the resources are for the solar system, there's settlements there. They're known as the Belters. They're, because of gravity or whatever out there, they're a lot taller and skinnier. But they're also kind of oppressed by...
I need to move that, then I get taller.
Yeah, they're oppressed by the Earthers. And Mars as well, who basically just, you know, take all their resources from them and don't treat them very well.
Right.
So that's the basic premise. And then, you know, you've got a collection of characters who find themselves together, and this alien technology substance is kind of found. This is the essence of the first two or three seasons. And it's about weaponizing that, you know, the various communities of Earth and Mars and the Belters as well. Seek to get control of that sort of stuff. So it's good science fiction stuff.
Okay.
You know, there's some awesome things that go on. Like basically, if they want to get rid of people, they just space them, which means, you know, they just blow them out of the airlock.
Yeah, right. Okay.
And that's the end of that. And really cool things that you don't see in a lot of science fiction series. Like they deal with zero gravity pretty well usually in terms of on there. But also basic things like, you know, ships kind of don't have shields. So when there's torpedoes or rail guns that they have as well, that when they sort of have ship battles, they rip through the hull of the ship.
Yeah, right.
And then if something explodes, there's a debris field.
Yeah.
And this is something you don't see often in a lot of science fiction as well.
Yeah.
And so they have to get out of the debris field. And it makes sense, right? So it's pretty cool, The Expanse.
Because I've always wondered, you know, in movies like Star Wars and that, why ships have wings.
Yeah.
Because they don't need them in space.
No.
Right? You could just have a ship like a brick.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's nothing cool in like a brick ship.
No.
You know what I mean?
And most of the, actually, you're saying that, most of the ships in The Expanse, there's no wings.
Yeah.
They're just blocks, essentially.
Yeah, that's right. That's all you need.
They have some pretty cool sort of boy racer ones, I suppose you could say, but they don't have wings.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is that on Netflix that you saw?
No, I don't. It's on Amazon Prime, I think you'd find it now. The first three series were produced by, they were on the Sci-Fi Channel, which I think was just run out of the States.
Oh, okay.
So that's probably why it's passed a lot of people by, because it wasn't accessible here. But now it's on Amazon Prime.
Cool.
Yeah, very, yeah, cool. There's a Norwegian sort of soundtrack to begin with.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Bit of Nordic, yeah, Nordic space.
Like, I like a bit of sci-fi.
Yeah.
This is good.
I watched...
it's grounded.
I watched 5 seasons of a show called Superstore, which is a comedy. Mm-hmm. Anyone who's ever worked in a supermarket slash the warehouse or anything will look at this and go, oh, yeah, that's so true.
Yep.
It's just, you know, this guy who's been to college starts working at this place called Cloud Nine. It's set in St. Louis in the States. He's idealistic. He kind of has this... you know, there's the tension, the sexual tension between him and the floor manager,
right?
America Ferrara, who produced some of the episodes as well,
right?
And so there's them two, and then there's the cast of characters who are hilarious, and all the stupid stuff that they get up to.
Is it? It's not done in the Office type style, is it?
I've never seen the Office, Stu, so I couldn't.
It's not a mockumentary type style, is it?
No, not at all.
More like Community.
Yes, yeah, much like Community, yeah. Mm. So, yeah, Cloud Nine, and it's very good. And so it's just 5 seasons on Netflix, and I think they're...
Superstore,
and they're showing the 6th season now in the States.
All right.
So, yeah, it's worth watching if you like that kind of... And if you've ever worked, you know, like in your youth or whatever, in places like The Warehouse, you'll just be looking at these characters go, oh, and corporate, they're always up against corporate.
Yeah.
You know, and so it's pretty cool.
Excellent. Music.
Now, I've been watching some movies, and I'm going to play these, and then we'll talk about that after. So we're going to go back, and we're going to play a track that we played some time ago, and that was Black Fella, White Fella by the great band out of the Northern Territory called the Warrumpy Band.
And I should add, this is on my spa list. It's also on my run list.
Yeah. It's an awesome song, right?
Yeah, it's great.
All right. So here we go. Black Fella, White Fella, and you're on Expanding Horizons on Plains FM.
Understand these family plans. Expand Your Horizons on Plains FM.
Expanding Horizons on Plains FM 96.9.
And you are back on Expanding Horizons on Plains FM. And that was Painters and Dockers, the great Painters and Dockers with Die Yuppie Die. And I was just thinking, Stu, for all those people who are reading about GameStop going on, that came out in the early 80s, that one. So
The yuppies, were a real hated breed.
Couldn't stand them. And if you watch the video, it's hilarious, right? Because they're right in the heart of the business district in Melbourne, and it's all these guys in suits with the worst haircuts standing around just like bemused by this band who really just didn't care, you know,
big phones maybe.
Big phones, yeah, big phones, there's a bit of that. Big hair, big phones, it's all going on.
It's not a term you hear anymore.
Yuppies, no.
And it's like, I mean, in Pulp Fiction, one of the characters was referred to as Yuppie Scum. That was his name.
Yeah, you don't hear about it anymore. And before that, at the very start, there was Black Fella, White Fella by the great Warumpi Band out of the Northern Territory. I just had been watching on Netflix quite a few Australian movies. They must have just bought a whole load. I think
from the bargain bin, right?
From the bargain bin, that's right. Well, actually, a few of them are from the Wagga Wagga Council. They must have just spent some money invested in Australian film.
Yeah.
One was The Sapphires, which I tried to avoid, but wasn't too bad. It's based on a true story. And then I watched Wedding in the Top End, which was all set up in the Northern Territory and up in the Tiwi Islands. And that made me think then of the Warumpi Band. And I'm pretty sure I was thinking to myself, oh, they should just play Warumpi Band, like at least my island home, which we'll play later. So, yeah, I just watched those watched another one, this The Backyard Ashes, which is a bit terrible. It's just, it was supposed to be a comedy. It was a collection of cheesy Australian characters who were, you know, playing cricket in the back garden against the English guy who moves in next door. It's very lame, but I watched it anyway, so.
It got funding.
And then the last one I watched was, must have been quite recent. It was called The Merger. Mm. It was an AFL one, and small town, Victoria. They've got refugees, so there's all the latent racism in there.
Ah, yep.
He pulls the AFL team together, and they all come together as good mates in the end.
Oh, good.
Beautiful, mate.
Beautiful.
Yeah, beautiful. So that got me thinking about The Painters and Dockers, and I always like to watch Die Yuppie Die video because it's great fun.
I have to check it out. I know the song.
Yeah.
I just played it, but,
yeah. Yeah, it's great, eh?
Yeah.
Anyway, and
it's good.
So I was talking about Superstore before.
Mm.
I ended up watching, I looked up at the end of last year on the BBC. They had the list of, you know, movies, 20 top movies from 2020 or something. And one of them was Ma Rainey. It's Black Bottom, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's got that... Is his name Bozeman? Or the guy who was...
Chad Bozeman, right?
Chad Bozeman, yeah. Mm. He's in it. Mm. He plays a trumpet player. So 1920s, Ma Rainey is this great blues singer, and they're going to do a session, record a session, and they've got all the band come in, and... there's a whole load of tension within the band, and Chad Bozeman's character's just bought himself a brand new pair of shoes, and he's quite eccentric and
He's bought himself a new pair of shoes.
Yeah, it's the whole... That's a big deal in the movie.
Yeah.
He's in love with these shoes, right?
Right.
It's completely about him and his shoes. And, like, at some point it gets stood on and...
It gets put... The boot gets put in.
There's a whole issue with it, yeah. So he's almost late to the session because he's bought the shoes.
Bit of a heel.
But he's... Yeah. he's quite showy in his trumpet playing, which the rest of the band who are older, they're not interested in him showing off, and he's all like, I can go off and do this, and how are they going to record this song called Black Bottom?
Right.
And Mar Rainey's character.
He just wanted to step up, didn't he?
Yeah, that's right.
I'll stop.
Yeah, you stop. But, it's quite, he's really good in it. I think it may be one of his last movies.
I'd say it would have been.
Last movies.
Yeah.
But it's well worth a watch, and the music in it's great. And the characters, fantastic. Yeah.
Right.
Mm. So yeah, I really enjoyed that, Ma Rainey's Black Bottom.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
I was listening to a podcast, and they were doing some old movies, and so they did one on Rear Window, so that inspired me to watch Hitchcock's Rear Window, which is really, really good. And, you know, Jimmy Stewart is in it, and Grace Kelly is in it. She's
Grace Kelly.
Yeah, and it's just a good example of, you know, claustrophobic cinema, and you know, everything is from his bedroom as he's watching out over his neighbourhood.
Right. Okay.
And seeing,
is it in black and white?
No, it's coloured. And seeing a murder take place, what he suspects is a murder. There's great tension. I mean, I'm not. I think Hitchcock has been a little bit overrated, a lot of Hitchcock, but Rear Window is actually really, really good.
Yeah, right.
Really, really good.
You talk about old movies, right? I I watched the whole series of MASH again on DVD.
Of course you did.
Anyway, there's an episode in there where, long story short, they're watching a Gene Tierney film.
Oh, yeah.
So I thought, I'll give this Gene Tierney a bit of a go. So I watched 7 films in 2 days just off of YouTube, and a couple coloured, but mostly black and whites.
Right.
Yeah, I wouldn't suggest you watch them, right, because they're quite terrible. But they're all 1940s.
Yeah. They were good at the time, weren't they?
Yeah, and like huge stars.
Yeah.
And I mean, I can't remember his name now off the top of my head. He always very tall, played sinister, kind of.
Vincent Price,
that's it. He was very young in it.
Right.
And
so before Thriller,
before any of that. So, but it was, you know, it was interesting watching them.
Mm.
Some around the war time. So there's a lot of jingoism, a lot of, you know, us against them kind of.
Yep.
But yeah,
for sure.
They dressed very nicely. I'm just going to say, lots of suits,
right,
and all that kind of stuff. But yeah,
they
didn't work big on the script. You know, when people say cheesy stuff in movies now, and you go, really?
Yeah.
Well, they were full of it.
Every second line, yeah.
Every second line was terrible. But anyway. Mm. But right, so I'm going to play another song. playing a song, and I'm going to go back and play another Warumpi Band track. So this is probably their best-known track, My Island Home, when Christine Arnoux, who was at one point their backup singer, rewrote some of it, made it a single, went to the top of the charts, everyone was all over it, but really, Warumpi Band's version is better. And this is his longing for his island home while he's stuck in the middle of the desert, maybe living in Alice Springs. So this is My Island Home by Warumpi Band, and you're on Expanding Horizons on Plains FM.
Expanding Horizons, quality assured and content approved by Lexia.
And that's people not cheering for Stu and Cole. That is the crowd at the Painters and Dockers gig, and you're going home in the back of a divvy van, the divisional van.
It's all right, I guess.
Yeah, I'll stop that. We've had enough of that. We've had enough. Good on you, the Painters and Dockers.
Obviously, that was live.
Yeah, it's great. And there's another video that's worth seeing because it's just a whole load of people who are getting turfed out of cricket grounds because they're misbehaviour. And but it's a classic. It's a Painters and Dockers classic. And before that, Warumpi Band's Mile and Home, which Christine Arnoux got to number one, but, you know, I like that one better.
And you're talking about people cheering for us. On Monday, we've got a gig, haven't we, where we're doing a quiz out at Lincoln High School.
Yeah, we're doing the quiz.
We're doing the quiz again. We've been invited back. They couldn't find anybody else.
No, that's right. So scraped the bottom of the barrel and got us out there.
So we're doing their Teacher Only Day staff quiz.
That's right. I tell you what, there'll be no one cheering for us. Not like that, anyway.
No, they're a tough crowd. There better not be any errors in the quiz, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Scowled at.
Yeah, that's right. That's the last
proper teeners out there. It'll be, you know, that answer's not right.
All over our action. They'll be Googling and everything. Hey,
anyway.
Tell you what, talking of cheering, I'm doing some cheering because since Arsenal met Chelsea, we've had an upturn.
You have had an upturn.
And I was really pleased for us to tip Chelsea over.
That's good.
And then we've done all right since then.
Yeah, it wasn't too long ago that the season was over for Arsenal.
Yeah, I know. People were talking about us getting relegated.
Arteta out.
Everyone gone.
Yeah, terrible team. No structure, no game plan.
Yeah, nothing, eh?
No future.
That's right. And then next thing you know, we're on the verge of being someone's nearly.
That's right. And, you know, just before Christmas or just after Liverpool were 5 points clear at the top. Yep. Now they're in fourth.
That's true.
They've lost two games in that time and couldn't score a goal to save themselves.
Yeah, the same for Arsenal, right? Mm. Could not. Didn't even look like we could make a goal. I could not see a goal coming from anywhere.
No.
You know? And then suddenly got three. Mm. And then it's the same for you, right?
Yeah.
You know?
And you've seen teams like United have a resurgence and
they've just been under the radar, right?
Yeah.
No one's been looking at them.
No.
I mean, Solskjaer, people were talking about him getting sacked only a few months ago, right? Yeah. He was gone. He was gone, look for another job. Right.
Even, you know, the last 2 days after they got beaten by Sheffield, you know, it was out again.
Yeah.
Ollie out.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, no.
It's crazy. It's a crazy season. And
it's been topsy-turvy, hasn't it,
really? Man City have just slowly snuck up after having a very poor start to the season.
Yeah, they'd have a slow start, didn't they?
Yeah,
they had an issue with their defence, didn't they?
So, yeah. I mean, something like nine different teams, I think, have led the Premier League.
Yeah.
Something like that.
It's been crazy, eh?
Yeah, it's crazy football. Good news is QPR are well down in the Championship.
Yeah, they're well down.
Well down.
Well down. I tell you what, Cambridge on the way up. Cambridge,
oh, really?
The other day, top of the table.
Nice.
But they got a couple of games. They've played a couple more games. No. But they're still there.
Still there.
Still there. Maidstone's been having a good season.
Those other teams have to win those games.
That's true. That's what Villa's been like, right?
Yeah.
Villa's had four games in hand, but they've still got to win those four games, right?
That's been crazy too, hasn't it? There was one game where Spurs were supposed to play Villa, I think.
And it was cancelled.
And then they ended up playing Fulham.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what's going on. Oh,
I don't know how you reschedule something like that.
Well, I was just going to say, none of this is because Boris Johnson can't run the COVID pandemic in the United Kingdom, right?
No.
He's been trying to run Brexit. He's been trying to run COVID. He can't run a thing. Couldn't run a chook raffle, that bloke.
Or a tap.
He couldn't run a tap. That's right. He's a shocker. He's having a Joe Cocker, that bloke. Anyway.
It is exciting, though. And, I mean, I've been a little down about Liverpool and their performances, but it has made for an exciting season, and it's going to continue that way, I think.
Yeah,
as long as we don't get a blowout from a team. I mean, I actually don't want to see that. I'd like a nice close finish where it comes down to the final day and maybe four or five teams are in the running.
Yeah, that would be action packed. You would not know what game to watch, would you?
No. So that would be good for a change.
Usually it's the bottom of the table that they're worried about, all that kind of stuff. And talking of Villa, I mean, it was only last year that Grealish saved them from relegation.
They
could have been playing in the Championship with Norwich.
And he would have been gone to probably Manchester United.
Yeah, that's right. Big club would have snapped him up.
Yep. Ollie Watkins wouldn't have gone there, I don't think, if they'd been relegated. So he would have gone somewhere else.
Yeah.
And Cash at the back, he ended up going there. Mm. Who's the other guy? Target.
Yep.
Taggart was a TV series.
Was a Scottish policeman, I think.
The police.
Vanessa will know. Vanessa, you'll know, won't you? You'll send me a text in a minute because she's listening.
I used to watch Taggart, actually.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So, yeah, so much. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it's a lot going on.
A lot going on. And anyone really can beat anybody else, as we saw with Sheffield United getting up.
Yeah, that's right. Sheffield United, Burnley. Burnley have done the business.
They have.
Two games in a row.
They ended Liverpool's run of 68 games
at home
unbeaten,
and they had a win the other day as well.
Yeah, so
Chris Wood getting on the sheet.
it's an interesting season. And once Europe kicks in again, then that fatigue's going to come into some of those top teams.
Yeah, that's right. Mm. They'll have to dig deep into their squads, won't they?
And I don't know who Liverpool's got left to play at the back.
Yeah, that's right.
Maybe Klopp will have to put his boots on.
Get out of there. They need to get Sammy from Sam. See if Sam Allardyce will let him go. Sammy Lee, get him out of there. Don't look like he. I saw him on the sideline the other day. Doesn't look like he'd run out. He could run out of sight on a dark night.
No,
you know. But anyway,
such is life. English football. I bet Mitch Howard enjoyed that discussion.
Yeah, he would have done. Yeah. Hey, I tell you what. There's some gigs coming up. Gigs coming around. People should be keeping an eye out for some gigs and under the radar, maybe can catch your eye there. But on the 4th of March, we were playing these guys at the end of last year, the Raw Urban Collective.
Yep.
They're coming to Blue Smoke, right?
Right, yep. And hopefully we'll have them on the show.
Yeah, we'll try and get them on the show that weekend. Yep. They're here out of Wellington. They're an awesome get your dancing, get your grooving. So it's the Raw Urban Collective. Also, the weekend, I think it's around the Valentine's weekend, I think it's the 12th, 13th or 13th, 14th, whichever, of February, whichever one that is, the Friday, Saturday night, is the Bretta Suede and the Motel 6 before they ship off to the US. They're going to the US.
Wow.
They're going to the US again. Obviously, right. Get more gigs over there.
Yeah.
There's a big scene for rockabilly and all that kind of stuff over there.
Yeah, it looks like we'll have them in studio.
We will, I think.
Which will be interesting.
Yeah, we'll have them. Yeah, that'll be interesting, have them in the studio as well.
Yeah.
So that'll be good. So there's some gigs are coming up. Interesting, I got an email the other day, Stu, about the Billy Bragg gig that was due about a year ago. And then I overlooked the fact that they've rescheduled it. I thought it was this year, but it's actually next year they've rescheduled it too. So he'll be on tour in 2022. Well, I'll have to find me tickets and make sure that it's still
valid. Can imagine the merch, right? It'll just, someone will be going through just red penning the date and writing the next one.
Yeah, that's right. That'll be cool. Hey, now, Kiwi artist Reb Fountain.
Oh, yep, cool.
Don't you know who I am? Well, you know who you are. And we're going to play one, right?
Yep.
So
sounds good.
All right.
Let's do it.
All right. It's Expanding Horizons and Reb Fountain.
Drunk, clear Indian boy, they said, spouting off his mouth about the great man's dead. What's the little bag between boys in the cell? You never know who's listening at the gates of hell. They're like video stores, press rewind, delete. On those that don't work, that don't fit nice and neat. In the future we say is worth something. Hell, I could have been somebody. Don't you know who I am? Don't you know who I am? In certain circles where you can't touch me, I'ma dance around, you know I'm connected to the powers that be. A golly, you ain't got nothing on me. You put my tail in jail, this is a place called hell. Wheeling and dealing on a Saturday night, caught between a gun and a stitched up fight. Brushing birds that travel hell out of here. Can you see me in your eyes? Don't you know who I am? Don't you know who I am? Don't you know who I am? Don't you know? Don't you cry, brother, there's a knife in your back. Don't you cry, sister, he ain't coming back. Caught you trying to make your way to kingdom come. Well, this is my territory. It's God's will to stamp what's mine. It's God's words that bite your tongue and marks me divine. The moment we lay our hands on the world, she's disfigured. How we can touch her up, don't you know? Don't you know who I am? Don't you know who I am? Don't you know who I am? No shame, no fear, no highway out here.
make it if I wanted to. I think I'll make it if I follow through. I used to ask you what I needed best, 'cause sucker punch, I nearly lost my head. Now I'm at you like an avalanche. Your mighty skills is queen for a fighting chance. I'm gonna make your mark on my map. Brush your word, take my word. Don't you know who I am? You know who I am. Don't you know who I am? Don't you know who I am? He woke up in his mother's arms. Dawn already, he had heard the call. Honey, well, it's time to rise. Spread your wings, little goose, and we'll take flight. He flew over the devil of the wasteland. Six string playing on your heartland. Death in your pockets and a bird unsung. This is the star of progress. I set out on an expedition. Hold fire, girl, with your new religion. Keep it simple with your pop-pop songs. God forbid you change the record. I draw lines in symphony, animal savagery, refugee just like me. Don't believe the hype, out of the wasteland we come. Little girls, little boys, and the nameless ones. Rise up, oh children, won't you dance with me? Up, little children, come and set me free. Rise, little ones, rise. No shame, no fear, don't you know who I am? 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 Don't you know?
Horizons, doing it live, 96.9 FM.
That's right, we do it live every Saturday afternoon from 3 to 4. And that was Reb Fowden, Don't You Know Who I Am, which is a pretty cool...
Yeah, I like it.
...breezy kind of track, wasn't it?
Yeah, I liked it. Yeah, it's kind of... Again, that could be something that's played in True Detective series.
Yeah.
I could just a great opening theme for
True Detective. Yeah, I just could see someone driving through some landscape, you know, and...
And in the video, I'm pretty sure it's that one, she shaves her head. And the other two people in it as well, they shave their head during the video.
Oh, right.
And it's, they really shave their head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I never made a music video about me shaving my head, but anyway. It's cool. But it was great, wasn't it? It was great.
Yeah, yeah. I liked that.
Enjoyed it.
And that was, actually, that's that track and also the music that was played during our opening sweeper there about the spa.
Oh, yeah.
I heard those tracks featured on a show here on Plains FM, Sue's Music Nation, which usually plays after our show here on a Saturday. It's not
She's today. Been going for a long time, huh?
Yeah, I think so. And last week she played her favourite tracks from 2020, and that was one of them.
Right.
So that's where I kind of first heard
that's that. That's cool. So you know what? Plains FM is one of those stations where you can just tune in and hear stuff you will not hear anywhere else, right?
Yeah, that's right.
I mean... Next time you hear Painters and Dockers or Rumpy Band on the radio, you can tell me.
And so that's one of the advantages of listening to the station.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It spreads. Yeah. It's eclectic.
Pick up things that you may not be aware of.
Right. So we're getting to the end of really, aren't we, Stu?
Oh, yeah, we are.
It's been good. It's gone quick. It's gone quickly.
That's good.
It's good.
That is good.
And next week we might do, depends how we feel, Movies That Time Forgot.
Movies That Time Forgot.
When we did two shows of... Bands That Time Forgot. You know, if you like a bit of Uriah Heep, that was on. You've probably looked them up, though, on Expanding Horizons.
So Forgotten Films.
Forgotten Films, yeah.
Well, we'll have to think about that one.
Have to think.
All right. I'm sure it'll just be a Google search.
Yeah, I'm sure that's exactly what it'll be. Right, okay. So have a fantastic week, everybody. And we'll see you next weekend. Mm. And it's probably time that we got up.
And got down.
And got outside.
And we'll see you next week.
See you. Bye.